We are going to break massively important news on Zorro Ranch and more that's coming out. Underground bases, you name it, with Kathy O'Brien. This is all coming out in the next, in the second hour. I'm going to open the phones up for your questions for Kathy O'Brien and your statement about all this coming out. It's all coming up. But let's look at the pedo rings protected by Keir Starmer with the Islamics over in the UK.
There are to have been upwards of 250,000 young white girls raped in this century, very largely by Muslim men.
In 2008, an 11-year-old girl came to the attention of the police after she disclosed that she and another child had been sexually abused by a group of adult males. Just a few weeks later, she was found in a derelict house with another child and a number of adult males. Yet she was arrested, 11 years of age, she was arrested for being drunk and disorderly, and none of the males were arrested. Has your force identified the police officers involved in that and found out what went on?
I don't know.
The veil is lifting on the UK's festering underbelly of nauseating cover-ups, where Labour MPs under Keir Starmer's iron grip just slammed the door on justice for victims of Muslim grooming gangs.
The ayes to the right were 111, the noes to the left 364, so the noes have it, the noes have it. Unlock!
Labour crushed it, 364 to 111. Back in January 2025, the Tories pushed an amendment to the Children's Wellbeing Bill demanding a national inquiry into the predatory networks that have ravaged thousands of young, mostly white and working-class British girls. While whispers of Islamophobia fears and political correctness shielded the perpetrators.
But I want to give a special thanks to the APPG on British Muslims for the brilliant work that you do to highlight issues affecting British Muslims and celebrate their achievements. As leader of the Labour Party, I am utterly committed to eradicating Islamophobia from my party and from society.
And let's not forget Starmer's own skeletons as director of public prosecutions in 2009. His CPS refused to prosecute serial pedophile Jimmy Savile despite credible allegations, citing insufficient evidence. Hundreds more victims suffered while the elite protected their own.
How did you get it, though?
I can get anything. Yeah. There's nothing I can't get. And there's nothing I can't do.
We should accept that pedophilia is a sexual preference, a thought, a feeling, and not an act. We should differentiate between child sexual abuse and pedophilia.
The stats paint a horrifying picture of a nation in denial, with police recording 71,227 rapes in 2024 alone, yet charges brought in a pathetic 2.7% of cases, leaving over 97% of predators walking free. By the year ending in March 2025, sexual offenses spiked to 209,079, a brutal 11% jump from the prior year.
And nothing has shaped my thinking more than our crowd-funded independent inquiry into the Pakistani Muslim rape gangs. An inquiry that should never have had to exist. An inquiry that I created only because the political system itself would not act. That inquiry has been the most sobering experience of my public life. Not just because of the awful crimes, not just because of the horrific suffering, but because of what it exposed about the way this country is governed.
Now zoom out to Scandinavia, where the same multicultural madness has turned safe havens into rape hotspots. Sweden tops the charts at 84.4 reported rapes per 100,000 people, followed by Norway at 42.39.9. With studies showing 92% of severe rapes in Sweden linked to foreign-born offenders. Yet convictions remain abysmally low. Just 6% in Sweden prosecute adult cases. Scandinavia's unchecked borders and elite denial breed predators, turning progressive paradises into hellscapes for women and girls, while real men appear to be non-existent. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Speed is an understatement. Everything that Kathy O'Brien talked about 30 plus years ago and detailed and predicted has now come to pass. Everything Ted Gunderson exposed, everything that this hero CIA agent officer that helped save Kathy O'Brien talked about has been totally proven. And before she came on, I didn't ask her to do this, but maybe during the next break she can pull her book out. Because I had a copy around here, but it tends to disappear. People want to read it. But I've read the book probably five times, Transformation of America. It's one of those evergreen books that gets stronger over time. And the book is how they're planning to beta test it with the Satanism feeding into the CIA and MI6 groups, and then to externalize it out to everyone and turn us all into satanic predators. And that's how the book ends. I probably haven't read it in 10 years. But I was looking around earlier for the copies on the bookshelf. It's not out there. Or maybe I missed it. Go check again. Because I have a copy here that's all bookmarked, actually. Yeah. And again, I'm not mad at the crew. People want to read that stuff, so they walk off with it. In fact, whoever's got it at home, bring it back. Okay. So I need to buy a few more, obviously, off her site. I mean, this is like revelation. That's what it is, because she went through it. And so I couldn't think of somebody better to join us to give her personal take on what's coming out, but also Trump. Because you have the victim saying, no, never saw Trump involved. I already know the groups, organizations, no Trump's, that's not his MO. My job's not to defend Trump. But then to have the DOJ slow roll this, say they released it all in March, didn't. They said over the weekend they had, sent a letter to Congress, put out some new stuff, lied. I even bought it. That's rare because the lie was so bold. And then Trump saying it'll hurt the country if this all comes out. Well, no, what'll hurt the country is these satanic networks. And now the cannibalism, the Satanism, the torture of babies, the human cloning. Now they've confirmed the Zorro Ranch does have underground bases, as was said. It was never raided. New York was, the island was, all that. It's 50 times bigger or more. I mean, 100 times. It's 10,000 acres, but we've had Air Force experts. We've looked at it. We look at the Google Maps. They've also flown over now. You see the huge snorkels that are sticking up that you have for underground bases all over the property, just as witnesses and victims said. And then they've got emails of him talking about buying babies and sending sex slaves to the Hyatt Hotel and all this. And then they've got FBI reports where they're like, oh, yeah, this little girl said they did this 10 years ago. You know, now she's 20. She was 10 at the time. And her report matches this video we have, but they blacked out the video and the photo. And it's them doing unspeakable things to the little girl. This is a family show, but this is also needs to be known. And just this is one case. There's thousands that I've already seen. A whole bunch of men, she's bloody, her face beat in, bleeding all over her body. And in the photo that they blacked out, a man has forced his arm all the way into her. It's not clear into what, and she has got her tongue sticking out in pain. This is what we're talking about. I don't like to have to cover this, but people need to understand. Now, Kathy O'Brien, Gunderson said, was 100% dead on. And it matched all the stuff we knew from the history. But then everything else that came out that she predicted is incredible. And it is a testament to the power of God that, because I knew her 30 years ago, and she had that thousand-yard stare and really didn't talk much. You know, the times I was around her at the events we were at, very nice lady, but you could tell she was like, and I would be too. Over the years, I've seen her not just come back, but just so well-spoken, glowing, you know, so healed, you could say. And that's her own words. I'm putting words in her mouth, and I totally agree with her. So I just knowing this has traumatized me. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, I got three daughters. I mean, I couldn't imagine them going through 1% of this. So, and again, her father, a Satanist in a satanic group, then bringing her to the, you know, to the CIA and to be the personal servant of Gerald Ford, who we know is connected to all this. And then she gets the higher training, the programming. And that's in these emails where, yeah, we sent out the sex slave, the little girl. She got the intel. She misbehaved a little bit, so I tortured her. When you compartmentalize people, they get photographic memories. This is all declassified, by the way, MKUltra. So Kathy O'Brien joins us. And I want her to go wherever she wants, trance-formation.com. During the break, if she's got the book, I've read it many times. But I want her to pull it up, maybe read later, maybe next hour. Because it's just, it's like you're reading it, and it's just like, oh, my God, this is exactly what happened. This is incredible. Because she's around these people while they're talking about it. And you've got the ex-wife of Sergey Brin saying, oh, yeah, they collapsed everything on purpose to enslave us with COVID, and they're taking over, so I left him. I mean, we have the witnesses to this stuff. And Sergey Brin and Larry Page of Google telling Elon 20 years ago, oh, we don't like humans. We're going to get rid of everybody. I mean, this is the attitude of these people to do these things. They have to have these attitudes, and they have tests to recruit people that will be psychotic or at least sociopathic like them. This is an initiation. So I want to play a short clip of Trump here. Where he, you know, he talks about, well, I'm not in it, so we need to move on, because they're trying to make it about him. No, this is about the victims, and it's about you weren't involved, but now by extension you are. And it's and whether I can look at devil's advocate or whatever, it doesn't matter. This is causing an exodus, and the Democrats, who are the ones in all the files, are laughing. And I know, Kathy, you've been a supporter of Trump like I am as well. We've seen they found half the missing kids the Democrats brought in. They shut down the smuggling. They're stopping the transgender stuff. They're stopping the wars. You know, it's great, but it still doesn't matter. I don't believe in lesser two evils. We'll get your take on it. But here's Trump. I have nothing to hide. I've been exonerated. Yeah, we know that, but it doesn't matter. Your DOJ's covered it up. Here's a clip. We'll get Kathy O'Brien's take on that.
So Hillary Clinton said in an interview today that she and her husband are getting pulled into the Epstein matter to divert attention from you, and that your administration has something to hide. What's your response to that?
I have nothing to hide. I've been exonerated. I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. They went in hoping that they'd find it and found just the opposite. I've been totally exonerated. In fact, Jeffrey Epstein was fighting that I don't get elected with some author, a sleazebag, by the way. And I've been totally exonerated. No, they're getting pulled in, and that's their problem. I don't know. They're going to have to see what happens. But I watched her in Munich, and she seriously has Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, there's not one email of Trump or his family in there. Michael Wolfe's talking about it, and there's the third most mentioned, thousands and thousands. They're in there saying, yeah, Trump's innocent. How do we set him up? Epstein, no, he never was with the girls. It doesn't matter, Trump. It's not about you. It's about your DOJ covering up 98% of the files. That's my view. Kathy O'Brien, survivor, overcomer. God bless you so much. And you know, your faith in Christ and everything that's happened. You're such a story of just defeating evil. And so we salute you. Where do you want to start here?
Well, thank you for having me on. And with all the truth that is coming out, whether this DOJ can do anything about it or not, the fact is, the truth is coming out because the people want it, and they're sharing it with each other. So that's the most encouraging thing to me. People are saying, well, all this Epstein information coming out, you must feel vindicated. And it's like, no, not really, because I already knew my own truth. I already knew what the plan was. And I just wish that people had listened to Transformation of America, read the information back in 1995 when it was released, so that time didn't have to prove it. How many lives have been lost? How many children trafficked and harvested in that process? How much longer are the Clintons going to go free for their crimes against humanity? It's got to stop. We the people, especially the survivors and the victims, have got to see some justice, and it's really going to be up to all of us. After 35 years of realizing that I'm not going to see conventional justice because national security was invoked on my case, I have learned that the ultimate justice is positive change through public awareness. And it's up to all of us. President Trump told us that he's returning power to we the people. He has. We are empowered. It's up to us. The system is too corrupt. We have all the evidence. We have all the proof that anybody could ever need, and we've had it for years. We do not have a justice system to prosecute it through. And the children cannot wait for this system to clean up. They need us to wake up, share the truth with each other, embrace that reality, and know that we can all deal with this situation when we remember who we are, why we're here, align with the divine within, gather that strength of the human spirit and infinite power of love, where we naturally unite to protect our children. It's time. We've been waiting a long time for this, Alex, and it's good to see that people are finally embracing the truth and starting to wake up and take action.
That is so profound, and you just hit the nail on the head. People tend to look at this as this or that. And yeah, we want all the files released, and it's sad to see the Trump admin, you know, getting involved at some levels in a cover-up. But regardless, the 3 million emails and everything else started to come out is so damning. Thousands of emails delivering the kids, delivering the sex slaves, eating the children. They don't even hide it, okay? This is devastating. So I've said to Massey and others on air, and so is MTG, I think she's coming on next week, okay, well, all these good Congress people, they have access to the unredacted names. Don't just keep bitching at Trump. You know, spend 10% of your time saying release more, but with what you've got, this is coffin nails, these people. And whoever's in there, go redacted. And we've got Congressman May saying, no, they're now being sent by the DOJ, all the stuff unredacted. So in a way, it was true what Mondi said Saturday. They said, we're unredacting everything, and we've released the files. I thought they meant, like, to the public. It was to Congress. Then I jumped the gun and said, okay, they're lying. They said they released it. They didn't. No, they did. But they said all of it. No, there's 3 million more emails and all the other stuff. So it's a mess. The point is, you're right. We have 3 million documents. We have 180,000 photos and videos. And they're now public, folks. There was an error on the website. We have to put another code behind it, but you can find it all now. And let me tell you, I've looked at it, and only a little bit of it, and each thing is just, it'll give you nightmares. But we have to face this collectively. We have to do it. But you're right. We have to keep still putting pressure on Trump, but look at ourselves in the mirror. We now have the absolute mother load of proof against these people, and it's everything you talked about. Now, it's in the book. Gunderson used to tell me stuff, you know, not on air because it was too extreme to say. But, I mean, I remember Gunderson saying, no, they starve babies so that they can then make them perform fellatio. That's one of their, and then that's Epstein is in there, and how they play recordings of the mother so they suck harder. And I know it sounds evil just to even say this, but people need to know. And I know you don't like to talk about the satanic ritual abuse you went through to prime you for the CIA. But if you, I think it's important. I mean, the stuff that's been described that I was told you told Gunderson, and when I talked to your partner that saved you, I was told off record some of it because you guys thought it was too extreme to talk about. The point is, when you're reading these emails, when you're seeing this, is this deja vu for you?
It's not that it's deja vu. It's just the confirmation of the reality that this has been going on my whole life.
But this is exactly what I was told was going on by you and others.
Yeah, it's essential that people understand our children are not only being raped, they're not only being trafficked, they're being harvested, and they have been for a long time. Because the satanic ritual abuse that I experienced for MKUltra mind control is all well documented and proven, and the Clintons' involvement in it is extensive. The MKUltra files have been declassified now. They have been for over a year. They were declassified in December over a year ago. All that information is right there for anybody to research and see and validate everything that's starting to come out now with the Epstein files. And it's important that we understand how mind control factors into all of this, because mind control is a sliding scale from the kind of torturous, robotic MKUltra mind control that I experienced on a White House Pentagon level, being programmed at various DARPA, NASA, and military installations by satanic Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino, founder of the occult temple ASEP, proliferating on military bases that has reached into our society on so many different levels. The satanic aspect is used as a trauma base. When we understand the components of mind control, whether it's of an individual, a nation, a classroom, a military, or the world, trauma is the basis of it. And it was found through Hitler-Himmler research. There's no trauma more horrific on the human mind than sexual abuse of a child prior to age 5 while the brain is still forming. When we understand how our brains respond to that kind of trauma, then we'll understand that the pedophile agenda is a mind control agenda.
And by the way, let me back you up. There are thousands of emails, literally. I mean, we've showed a bunch of them. It's insane. Where Epstein's talking to behavioral psychologists, all these people, about traumatizing children and others to create basically the X-Man effect. And for those who don't know, that's declassified MKUltra. By torturing children, it compartmentalizes them, and then they're able in certain compartments to find photographic memories, you name it, and then it creates these little super agent servants, not just for sex, but spying on people. Then the child can come back and report back an entire dinner meeting, word for word, what was said. That's what you wrote about in your book. You were trained for that, correct? I mean, you were sent out as an agent, as an operative.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I worked on a White House Pentagon level throughout my victimization. The satanic aspect in the Hitler-Himmler research, that is the second most horrific trauma on the human mind, because it violates everything sacred within us, and it violates our capacity to understand that we have all the power, and they only have as much power as we give them or let them steal. It makes us feel like it's beyond our realm to affect, when in fact it is. We've got this saving grace. We've got the victory within us all, and we need to remember all that. But the information on our own mind-brain function that is our defense against mind control, that details what happens in the human mind to create a heightened suggestibility, a compliant society, when sexual abuse of children is allowed to proliferate to this extent. When we understand all that was buried under national security, when we imported the Nazi and fascist scientists into the U.S. with Project Paperclip, with them came that formula for mind control. And right thereafter, the 1947 National Security Act went into place to cover up information on our mind-brain function, because knowledge is our defense against mind control. They don't want us to have our own birthright knowledge. They don't want us to
explain that. Knowing of the enemy and its plan, then you have resistance. And instead, it makes you even stronger once you're aware of it. To be clear, you're right. They took the Nazi, they called it mind war program, and they thought it was the best and used it. But under British intelligence, going back to the 1850s, they developed what they called mind war. The Nazis kind of copied it, where they found similar systems, but not as good as the Nazis. And that's why Sigmund Freud and his nephew, Edward Bernays and others, they were heavily pushing pedophilia publicly and mind control as well, but through more of a group brainwashing.
Yeah, Mind War, that is also the book that Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino wrote. And it is the psychological warfare on humanity that's unfolding today. It's the satanic ritual abuse. It's the sexual abuse and harvesting of our children. It's the trauma that's affecting the whole nation while this continues to go forward with no justice. You know, so that is being further traumatic in itself. But Michael Aquino wrote that book with General Vailey, who is on the board of directors of Turning Point USA. You know, so we're seeing infiltration, we're seeing far-reaching effects, and we all need to wake up and start facing the facts of what mind control is all about, what the mind war, psychological warfare, the trauma that we're all experiencing is all about. And when we have that knowledge, that's our defense against mind control, then we evolve with that knowledge and we don't comply with it anymore. Then we take back our own power. Then we realize it is up to us. It's up to, it always has been. Each and every one of us, each and every individual needs to reclaim their free thought, free will, soul expression, so they can gather that strength of human spirit and the infinite power of love. Because in that regard, the mind control that's being used is a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual warfare on all of us because they're using mind control to keep us from going within and realizing that we have that strength of the human spirit to remember who we are and why we're here. And that's the plan, and that's why they're using
absolutely. Just to be
mind
clear,
control.
You as a child, and ongoing, you were part of satanic rituals where children were killed.
Yes.
It's important for the record. I know it's hard for you to talk about, but people need to know. Can you just briefly, like, your earliest memories or what you saw?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that not only that, but I think it's important to know that the Satanism was infiltrated by the CIA for the purposes not only of using it as a trauma base, but also for harvesting the tortured blood of the victims, particularly children. And that was the precursor to adrenochrome. The fact that Satanists drank blood was the precursor to it. And Hillary Clinton was actively involved in 1977, that I know of, in the trafficking of that adrenalized blood. And that is the kind of murder that I witnessed. So that was put into what Bill Clinton had already established as the CIA's cocaine operation, the MENA cocaine operation. She was using the satanic blood aspect. So she was involved in human trafficking, child sex trafficking, but above all, child harvesting for the adrenochrome all the way back in 1977. The horrors that I have seen are unconscionable. They're inexcusable.
Were you told by people you worked with under the operation, or did you ever see Hillary engage in any of this?
Yeah, I was exposed to Hillary in the 70s, in the late 70s, and throughout my MKUltra victimization.
Well, if you don't mind, please tell us that, because I remember when Tex Mars had this huge library, and this was pre-internet, he showed me all these news clippings, like AP, about one time Al Gore gets off an airplane and a small refrigerator falls and busts open full of bags of blood. And there are other witnesses that he literally doesn't just do IVs, he drinks it. But that's been in the news. I mean, at Thomson Reuters, you probably find it with a LexisNexis search. Kathy O'Brien is our guest. Stay with us. She's gonna turn on a juice boy. All right, I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts and have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. That's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and one click, become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, everything. It's a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or Irish sea moss or bovine colostrum. That's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Backup Network and the site. There's all sorts of behind the scenes attacking them. They're big boys too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But I mean, these are patriots. Just go to the site, upper right hand corner, VIP club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month you charge $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR and PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money. Dishevel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I could care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You'll say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country. $30 a month, you get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you've spent X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexjonesstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP, VIP, VIP. And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. And it's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom. Because I'm defending mine as well, and we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the InfoWar. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I'm not going to recap all my intel on Hillary that's public, but she was the head person against Nixon. Again, connected to David Rockefeller, just like Epstein. She then, when her first job as a lawyer, was sent to Hot Springs to cover up the mafia that was based there out of Chicago, raping kids. In one case, an 11-year-old girl grabbed her off the bicycle, raped her, destroyed her cervix with a broomstick. And then there's audio of her bragging that she knew that they raped her, but she got them off. Day one. And, of course, her dad was the number two to Daley in the mafia in Chicago. And so this is a monster of monsters. And then the clip can never be found because it's pre-internet. I mean, like video clips. It was like, I don't know, like 1993. Bill Clinton had just been elected. And David Rockefeller was at the White House visiting. And this is an exact quote. And somebody out there could probably find this, or you can go to TV Archive Place and buy it. We should. And he goes, back when I was in high school, going to that private school, David Rockefeller came to visit, and he pulled me aside and said I could be president one day, and I started working with him. And I just want to say there are only two people thought I'd ever be president. That was my mama and David Rockefeller. So thank you, David Rockefeller. Now, that's an exact quote. And the fact that he worked for Rockefeller's on record. But we now know Epstein was brought into the Trilateral Commission to serve under Rockefeller, the head of it. And when Rockefeller couldn't be there, he'd send Epstein. So David Rockefeller is right at the center of this. So let's go there. I mean, I remember you 30 years ago were naming names going through it. Who are the world leaders you were working for? You know, the Pentagon as a very young girl. You go out of the Satanism as the feeder group into the MKUltra. How much of that do you remember? Then the programming, then you're going around. You were saying you directly saw Hillary Clinton involved. Because now we have these thousands of emails about all the jerky, and the jerky's being delivered, and we're isolating it, and it's in the freezer, and we're sending it to labs. And, man, we're going to get off this jerky diet. It's all we've been eating. And then we have Woody Allen and all of them talking about, no, these are kids. They're eating flesh. They're grinding up the bones for roughage or for fiber in the guts. I mean, this is hell world. It's not even coated. They're like one piece of pizza for seven people. It's glowing. It loves it. You're going to really enjoy it. The Podesta emails, WikiLeaks, we're living the 7, 9, and 11-year-old to the hot tub for your pleasure, for your entertainment. And the Aleister Crowley stuff, I mean, it's just unspeakable. So it's important to get this on record, okay? Because I know you talked about this decades ago, but if you can, specifically, you were talking about Hillary Clinton. I know there's a lot you can say, but who do you want to get on record here of what you witnessed and who was involved? Thank you, Kathy O'Brien.
Well, Clinton Chronicles had told a story about the two boys murdered on the railroad track. You might remember that back in the day, Alex. And Wayne Cox, my handler at the time, was involved in that. He was working the CIA cocaine operations for Bill Clinton and had a occult satanic coven with Roger Clinton, which was Bill Clinton's half-brother. And they were the ones who were working that those operations when the kids were killed on the railroad track. That's their MO. That was part of it all. And no matter how many times the information starts to come out, it gets covered right back up. But Roger Clinton was heavily involved in the satanic aspect and the precursor to the adrenochrome right there with Wayne Cox, running it for Hillary Clinton because that was her faction of it. So all that was going on. This was back when Bill Clinton was Attorney General of Arkansas, before he was even governor, before he was president. I mean, this goes back that far. These roots of corruption are so deep that we've got to understand how deep they go in order to effectively uproot them all. As soon as a little bit of truth comes out, you know, we got the Epstein files released. What do we get, Alex? Were you predicting it? A shooter. Of course, we have to have a trans shooter, another one. And that trauma will just be all over the news to divert people away from the information that was coming out. We need to get the information out and then go to the deep, deep roots of it all.
I agree. What do you make of the trans shooter confirmed threatening basically my life the day before he did this?
Well, the trans shooters are, you know, it was decided back at Bohemian Grove, the old Bohemian Grove days. George Bush was talking about how if they lost control over the population that with mind control, then they would reduce our numbers to a much more manageable size. So the shooters are part of that.
By the way, you wrote that 20 years before Zbigniew Brzezinski to the Canadian CFR said the same thing. He said, we can no longer, we can no longer manage people with propaganda. We just have to kill everybody.
Yeah, and he said, if that doesn't work, that they'll destroy the planet. We're watching so much of that happen in real time right now. And this has been, I've had this information released since 1995, so I'm hoping that more and more of it will come to light so that we realize that this plan does not need to unfold. It's already not unfolding the way they want it to. They're getting frantic. The transgender movement is a pedophile agenda with the depopulation agenda attached to it. Look back on Gerald Ford's cabinet and who he had in it and what he was doing. Gerald Ford had Henry Kissinger in his cabinet, and they wrote the first depopulation agenda. That's public record. Anybody can research that for themselves and see that. We'll see how much of the corruption was rooted all the way back then. He had Rockefeller as his vice president. He had Dick Cheney in his cabinet. Dick Cheney is one of the most vile, violent, horrific abusers that has ever been. Just horrible, horrible. George Bush Sr.
Well, for those who don't know, why don't you spend a little time on what you personally know about Cheney that's been confirmed by others? He likes to beat people to death, pretty much.
Dick Cheney?
Yes.
He's absolutely brutal, and he uses the most dangerous game of human hunting. I was hunted by him when I was 17. That was the first time in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, on at his place there, and hunted numerous times after that. Most dangerous game is a trauma base for mind control, especially on a high level.
By the way, that's now coming out in these documents and others about elites literally hunting people at places like that.
Absolutely. And it's to create a sense that there's no place to run and no place to hide. Since many do die, many are killed, that you never know if you're going to survive it or not. So you do everything you're told as though your life depends on it, because it does. That's the programming. And Dick Cheney was very much a part of all that. And these deep roots of corruption are something that we need to realize have been a strong basis of mind control, not only for individuals like me, but for our nation as a whole. Because Gerald Ford is the one who covered up the Kennedy assassination. That's when these perpetrators, this globalist agenda, this dark negative energy force that's in raping our children and using drug and human trafficking across open borders to fund their agenda, that's when they took over. And it was a horrific trauma to the whole nation. Again, trauma is a basis of mind control, and that trauma traumatized the nation, and it's when they took over. Anyone questioning the one bullet theory was called a conspiracy theorist. They were shamed for questioning the repetitive media narrative. Look in Gerald Ford's cabinet again, and he had Jack Valenti, head of the Motion Picture Association of America, as his press secretary. Jack Valenti is the one who gave us the term conspiracy theory of anyone questioning the media narrative, because he controlled the media narrative. He had a very high position of power over everything that was emanating out of Hollywood, and we know what a pit of
Kathy O'Brien's our guest. This history is important. I want to go wherever you want, but I want to speak to what you're saying, because I totally agree with you. The Great Awakening's here. They're in panic mode. They admit it even at their Munich conference, CFR meetings, trilateral meetings, WEF meetings, and I get it from high-level sources. And I've met off record with some of the top people who aren't implicated in this, but are very famous, very well known. And a lot of them have obviously broken with them publicly, you know, had Elon Musk on things. I'll leave it at that. He definitely knows about this and is fighting it. So this is all being basically separated out right now. How would you describe where the globalists are, where the satanic network is right now? And what do you think they're going to do to strike back?
They've lost control. We've already passed critical mass. We passed critical mass 2016, when so many people were awake and aware that the sheer numbers of us overrode the rigged electronic algorithm, the voting machines, to elect a president that was not Hillary Clinton and the New World Order. People knew better all the way back in 2016, and the numbers have grown dramatically since then. Those electronic voting machines have been rigged since their inception to place key people in positions of power and influence who were part of the globalist agenda. They went into place in the wake of the Kennedy assassination. George Bush and Dick Cheney owned Diebold. They had huge stock in Diebold, the original electronic voting machines. We need to look back on all that and realize that they're playing the same game. The thing is, so many people are awake and aware of it now that they're losing their grip. They're in the last ditch efforts now. They went all in 2020 with mind control masked as a virus on the whole global population. And all it ended up ultimately doing is waking up people more, because everyone got a taste of mind control and realized that they had complied against their will with an adverse agenda and are seeing the horrific.
And they declassified that MI6, CIA, all of them worked together to, quote, terrorize the public. It's declassified. And as you said in your book 31 years ago, if they start losing, they will depopulate us, meaning a virus. My concern is that COVID was a beta test. Now that they're so cornered, I think they may release something far worse.
Well, they also are, other components of mind control are sleep, food, and water deprivation. People are working 9 to 5, 5 to 9 to put food on the table that has no nutritional value. It's being genetically altered and bioengineered to deliberately starve our brains. Mind control shuts down neuron pathways, whether it's trauma or starvation, lack of sleep.
Look at the NXIVM cult that was a CIA-connected Epstein operation. It used sleep and food deprivation on all these rich women. And now we have it tied into the Abercrombie and Finch guys. They were running the male slaves, all tied in with Les Wexner, the controller of Epstein. And so in general, because I want to break some major Epstein news with you that just broke, that we've already foreshadowed but now confirmed, and then take calls and or anywhere you want. But just in general, what do you make of Epstein and him working directly for David Rockefeller as his stand-in at the Trilateral Commission? This wasn't known until recently. This is confirmed. How important is David Rockefeller?
Were you asking me about Epstein? Because
just in general, who Epstein was, the networks, and people keep asking me and everywhere, who's the next Epstein? The networks, the drag queen story time, the transgenderism, the sexualization of children all over TV, Nickelodeon, they've gone, as you said in your book 31 years ago, with the CIA guy that helped you write it, which talk about him, an incredible patriot, that Mr. Phillips, that they would be externalized and that they're trying to make us all Epstein. This is speak to that, because you said that in your book, and back then that was completely novel. That's confirmed now.
Well, they're not making us like them because we're not like them. They're a dark, negative energy force that feed off a low vibration like they are. What the ultimate end goal is for them is to dumb us down so far that they can align us with artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is flat, linear thinking like their criminal minds, and they're trying to lower our vibration. Having been deep in the swamp with these perpetrators, Alex, I know that their greatest fear is the strength of the human spirit and the infinite power of love. We've got a great awakening going on. We've got a mental evolution and a spiritual evolution. It's game over. We win as soon as we remember who we are, why we're here, and gather our strength of spirit, unite in love for our children, and raise our vibration out of their reach, because they cannot reach us at a high vibration. And that's our victory. We have the victory.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But it's like Terminator. Skynet's beaten. So they sent a Terminator back, you know, to the past to try to stop us. I agree. And so then to watch Trump say, oh, it'll destroy America, it's too horrible. You're not stopping it, Trump. And I get, like, overall, he's got Kennedy in there getting the poison out and stopping the shots. And you think Trump's good, and I overall do. And you're a victim, top, you know, well-known, certified victim and overcomer of this. So I really respect you on that. And so that goes into my calculus here. And I agree, we shouldn't just spend all our time bitching about Trump. How about the Democrats that are actually doing it in the files? And how about we get Congress, as MTG said, she's out now. Okay, well, you've got it unredacted. Start releasing the damn names. Yeah, bitch about Trump. Say release the rest. Great. But also, let's see Massey and all the rest of you start releasing it now. By the way, I don't know how they did it. I guess AI. I saw this clip on C-SPAN 25 years ago or longer with David Rockefeller. There were only two people that thought I could be president, my mom and David Rockefeller. And in the whole documentary about it, I remember seeing it, he described how Rockefeller came to his school, picked him out, because it turned out his mother was a prostitute, that's been confirmed, and that the governor Rockefeller's, his brother, was it, was actually his dad. So it was a family thing. This is all, even in the newspapers in Arkansas, if you don't know about it. But the crew, I haven't asked yet how they found it. I'm guessing AI. They found the clip. They say it's the clip. We'll see if it's the exact clip I'm looking for, because I remember it, because I, at the time, like, I would tape stuff that I've, listeners would mail it to me. And so I think I taped it on C-SPAN. I had it on a VHS. I lost it. So I probably played this like 50 times back at the time. But I remember Clinton was still in office. He was thanking David Rockefeller. Let's see if they found the clip. Here it is.
Rockefeller is a name that resonates throughout American history. It means not only private success and wealth, but also an abiding sense of public responsibility. David Rockefeller is the standard bearer of this family and this tradition, from making unprecedented commitments to biomedical research to sending tens of thousands of retired executives, all volunteers, to developing nations in need of advice and skills. In every region of the world, heads of state seek his counsel. But whether he is addressing the King of Spain or a fellow beetle collector he meets by chance, he treats everyone with exactly the same impeccable courtesy and respect as I learned when I met him a good while before anyone but my mother thought I could become president. David Rockefeller is a gentleman, a statesman, a scholar, and most important, a genuine humanitarian of the likes our nation has rarely seen. Commander, read the citation.
The President of the United States of America awards this Presidential Medal of Freedom to David Rockefeller. Through his extensive humanitarian efforts to promote world peace, David Rockefeller has worked to improve lives, both at home and abroad. Building on his family's tradition of charitable giving, he has generously supported a wide range of educational, cultural, health, and urban renewal programs. As co-founder of the International Executive Service Corps, he has recognized the duty and responsibility of the private sector to a world in need.
Yeah, that's his corporate world governments. Let's stop there. Great job of the crew. It was Thomas Siska found it. I guess he said it before. No. It's like a documentary about Rockefeller comes to his school, picks him out, and then puts him on the fast track of the CIA, which they admit Clinton was CIA. And he says, there were only two people thought I could be president then in high school, my mama and David Rockefeller. So thank you, David Rockefeller. But it's okay. You guys found him saying the same thing, just not the exact clip. So see, I don't make stuff up, folks. So Kathy O'Brien, please continue.
Well, Bill Clinton's such a liar anyway. You know, we expect him to lie, so that was no credibility to his opinion of Rockefeller there. I think it's really important for all of us to realize that identifying these criminals, and I've had to deal with this after waiting 35 years for justice against the Clintons, to know that someone like Hillary Clinton is still around, free to do anything she wants to our children, is just absolutely atrocious, and a reminder to each and every one of us everywhere that it's up to us to protect our children. It's up to us to make the difference. It's up to us to be the difference that we need to see in the world, because we can't wait any longer for these criminals to be stopped and locked up. And as soon as one of them is locked up, someone else will take over, unless we understand the agenda, unless we realize that it's our need to protect our children, that the sexual abuse of children is not a perversion. It is not okay in any way whatsoever. When we research our own mind-brain function and understand what that sexual abuse does to the human brain, it shuts down our brilliant minds. It shuts down our birthright to be brilliant and live the love we are, to be able to think free for ourselves.
Well, that's right. If we're free, the globalists admit that we'll outthink them and create a beautiful free society. That's why they want a dumbed down trauma-based system. We're going to go to break, come back. I've got this big Zorro Ranch news. It's massive. Underground bases, you name it. This is so huge. I want to get your take on this. Kathy O'Brien, former MKUltra satanic ritual abuse survivor, wrote the book Transformation America 31 years ago, all documented. People go to trance-formation.com. They should all get the book. You're on X at Real Kathy O'Brien. You're insane if you don't read it. By the way, I keep asking, can you maybe during the break, flip to the book and just, because I remember reading it. I mean, I read the book probably five times. And I had a copy of the novel, I can't find it, where you guys, you and your co-author get into how they were beta testing it to roll it out on everybody. That's so important. We'll come right back to you in about 2 minutes. And I'm going to open the phones up too next hour to take a few phone calls. You good for that, Kathy?
Yeah.
All right. You're awesome. Trans-formation.com. Get the book right now. Okay. I'm funded by you. I'm not funded by the Mercers. I'm not funded by the CIA. I'm not funded by Israel, Qatar, anybody. I'm funded by you, the people of the world that go to thealexjonesstore.com and get great supplements, great badass knives, amazing Patriot apparel, really cool stuff on the site. And until tomorrow night, and it ends at midnight, store-wide, 52% off on all the apparel, the ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Irish sea moss, all of it. This is the biggest sale of the year. It funds our operation. Some of these are lost leaders. This deal is so good. Take advantage of it now. It was going to end tonight, but I didn't even realize it was 50% off store-wide until yesterday. I'm like, wait, I didn't know it was store-wide. Everything. I thought it was a few products because that'd be the previous deal. This is massive. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. And I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. So if the bad guys are successful in shutting down InfoWars, which they're very close to doing with the Texas State Receiver and all of it, we have the Alex Jones Network back up that Bigly the sponsor owns. They're building a bigger studio. We are ready to go as long as you support us. And as long as when we shut down, you find me at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show. And the new news sites we're going to launch, we haven't announced yet. And all of that, we are going to continue on together. And I want to thank you all for your support. But these are great products. I only sell you stuff that really works. And Methylene Blue cleans out your mitochondria, gives you instant energy with no letdown, clarity, focus. You hear Kennedy talk about it. You heard Doc Chambers, medical doctor, been on it since 2004. When he got blown up in Iraq and then did his own research when he had brain damage and brought him back. I mean, that's how powerful Methylene Blue is, and we've got the strongest we found. There may be better out there, but we hadn't found it yet. So if you get anything for 52% off right now, Ultra Methylene Blue, medical grade, thealexjonesstore.com. And anybody buying anything should be a VIP. You just click VIP, say $30 at checkout, you get $40 instantly, so you save $10. Special deals, special offers, everything gets even a sale on top of that. And you can cancel one click for free. So, but you do get the special deals and special offers being a VIP. So please become a VIP for anybody getting the products at thealexjonesstore.com. You are just as responsible as myself or my guests or anybody in this fight when you support what we're doing. But regardless, take a live feed at Real Alex Jones on X right now and share it. It's hour number two with the hero, Kathy O'Brien, straight ahead. Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it until tomorrow at midnight. We extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Store-wide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. Your support keeps us on air, and I thank you so much. And I want to give back to you. For those on the fence, I want you to experience ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, our bovine colostrum. It's a private label, the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per little scoop. So good for your skin, your hair, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that comes off a cow or any other mammal. Is incredible. And this is the final week. This only happens every few months, where you don't just, every time you make a purchase, get put in one time in the raffle for whatever cool American-made supercar they're having, off-road, Mustangs, you name it. You get put in 100X into the raffle, which they've never done before, in this week. And you get put in to win both vehicles, both the F-250 diesel and the Ford Mustang Shelby. That is a huge deal, and $20,000 cash. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.